Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, well done, Tracy. You haven't done a bad job in here.
Flipping heck, Neil. All this praise might go to my head.
No, I mean it. It's a bit patchy in places. I mean, down here looks like it could have done with another coat.
What? Oh, yeah, I know what happened there. Hmm? Donna rang to tell me about her night out. I must have forgot to go back to it.
And there's a few splashes on the sockets. Oh, and on the carpet, look.
Oh, the furniture will light then, won't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, it's dry enough. Anyway, you can vacuum in here now and then bring back what furniture's coming back in.
Great. I can't wait to be back in here now. I've seen these gorgeous curtains. Well, voile panels.
Mm?
And a curtain pole with like these cracked glass balls on the end.
Cracked? Well, I hope it's reduced.
No, Neil. That's a design.
Oh.
It'll look lovely with my voiles.
Won't they let in an awful lot of light? Will you be able to sleep?
Do. I'll have to get a blind as well, obviously.
Obviously. Who's going to... Oh, no.
Oh, go on, Neil.
No, you're expecting me to put it all up for you.
You'll do that for me, won't you?
Tracy, I've got enough on.
Oh, come on. Won't take you long. I can get them today.
Today? No way. My priority this week's got to be the shower. I've got to get the tiling done before the electrician comes on Friday.
It's not going to take you all week to do that.
I have got a day job, you know.
Neil.
Oh, all right, I'll do it, but only once I've finished the shower.
Brian! Coffee's made.
Oh, thanks, darling. I was just checking the grain that's going off tomorrow.
I rang Adam, but he's not coming back to the house. He says he'll carry on with the deer.
Oh, yes?
We can't go on like this.
And your suggestion is?
Well, I don't know. But if you and Adam carry on, I... Well, you may never be able to put things right between you.
Suits me.
Brian, I just don't know what I can do.
Jenny, there's nothing you or anyone else can do. Adam's the one who's inflamed things. And after Debbie and I had taken all his concerns on board and found other farmers to grow the feed, you tell me what more we could have done.
Oh,
we bend over backwards to accommodate Adam and look at the thanks we get.
But you know what these reporters are like. Yeah? He was caught on the hop. He didn't mean to say what he did.
Oh, I don't believe that for one moment.
He didn't.
Of course he did. It's what he thinks, isn't it?
Well, whatever. He's really upset about it.
Well, he's not the only one.
And Debbie can see that he is. And you know what she told us.
Jenny, I've heard enough. Adam may have got Debbie to feel sorry for him. I don't.
Neil?
Just a minute.
I've done what I can.
Hang on. Sorry, I had to concentrate. You only get one chance at cutting a tile.
Yeah, right. Look, I've moved back what I can. Can you help me with the wardrobe?
Not now, Tracy. I want to finish tiling down this side.
But I can't get on till the wardrobe's back in.
I'm sorry, you'll have to wait. Look, I'll be as quick as I can.
I can help if that'll speed things up.
No, I don't think so, thanks.
Oh, go on. I can be your lovely assistant. Let me pass you something. What do you need?
Nothing. I've got everything to hand.
Grouting? Who thought that word up?
I don't know.
Sounds horrible. It's like something your pigs would do.
I wish you'd stop going on about pigs.
God, you're so in love with them. Susan always said you were, but I never realised you had it this bad.
Yeah.
This looks fun. What's it for?
Hmm? Oh, Tracy!
Oops!
Oh, you've got sealant all over the basin now.
Sorry.
Oh, I'll clean that off and then I'll come and move the wardrobe, okay?
Thanks for coming in, Susan. Sorry I had to leave you on your own so much.
Oh, that's all right, Pat.
And ask you to come in on a Sunday in the first place.
Oh, no, I'd rather. It's better than being in a mad rush next week.
Oh, well, I'm afraid there could be a bit of that anyway. There's still so much to do for Thursday.
Oh, well, Tony says Tom's got all the flyers and posters ready.
Oh, yes. He started on that this morning with the pubs and restaurants. He'll do the shops tomorrow.
Oh, exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway, thanks again. I'm very grateful.
Oh, as I say, it's fine. It's not like Neil's at home.
Oh, isn't he?
No. He's spending every waking hour and some of what should be sleeping hours round at Dad's on this shower room.
Oh, yes, of course. How's he getting on?
Oh, not bad. It's a bit fiddly because it's quite a small space.
Any chance of some lunch? Oh, hi, Susan. You still here?
Oh, yeah. I was just going. I've got our lunch to get. I'll see you tomorrow then, Pat.
Yeah, bye, Susan, and thanks again.
So, lunch?
Oh, Tony, I hadn't really thought. I'm not very hungry. I've been nibbling all morning, making stuff for the freezer for Thursday.
Oh, right.
I'll do something for tonight. Can you help yourself? Bread and cheese?
Pat, I've been lifting leeks. I was hoping for something hot.
Oh, sorry, no chance. And you'll have to clear yourself a corner of the table. It's covered in flyers and posters. But don't mess them up. They're all sorted according to where they're going.
I see.
I'll be coming in myself in a bit. I've got to try to ring round some of the people who haven't RSVP'd yet.
Right.
Or maybe they tried the other week when the phones were down and then forgot about it. You could help me with that if you like.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. In case you've forgotten, I've got a farm to run, which everyone else seems to expect to take care of itself.
Tony, this is all for the good of the farm, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's only till Thursday. You know we've got to get this launch right.
Oh, I'm not disputing that. But it's not just the launch, is it? On top of that, Tom's taken on all this development business with Hef.
So?
So it's too much. Why can't he get one thing over with before starting on the next?
Because that's not how it works. There's always a lead time with these things. Anyway, it's not just for himself, it's for all of us.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, I'll go and find myself some lunch.
Okay, love. You could always have a tin of soup.
Oh, hello.
Hello, love.
Hiya. Oh, is that lunch?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mishmash, I'm afraid. I haven't been in long myself.
Oh, anything will do me. I'm starving.
Oh, me too.
Well, it's only baked potatoes and whatever I can find in the fridge. But I can open some tuna. And, oh, there's a bit of that chilli left over from the other night.
Ooh.
Oh, great. That's me sorted. Right, I'm going to change.
Change?
Yeah, I'm going straight into Borchester after to get some stuff for my room before I pick the kids up. Call me when it's ready.
Okay.
I quite fancied that chilli myself.
I know, love. What's this she's getting for a room?
Curtains, curtain pole and a blind. Oh. And guess who's got to fit them for her?
Oh, Neil.
Well, what could I do?
Oh, it's all more work for you.
Oh, I don't mind. I just want it done.
That doesn't mean you've got to work every night this week, though, does it?
I'd have thought so.
Oh, Neil. Can't you just take one night off?
I don't know.
You could make up the time in the day, perhaps.
Well, maybe, but not tomorrow, though. I've got to go to this do at the burial ground.
Tuesday would be good.
What, to get on at number 6 during the day?
No, to have the night off.
Hmm?
Tracy's out on Tuesday.
Is she?
It's Chelsea's parents' evening.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And she's going for a drink with her friend afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll cook you a chilli.
Will you?
Yeah.
A chilli?
Nice and hot. So, is it a date then?
Yeah, the almost two won't be 5 minutes.
Good. Let's have a drink, anyway. There you are, darling.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. This isn't bad, you know, for the price.
No. Brian?
Hmm?
About Thursday, the Ambridge Organics launch...
I hope you're not expecting me to go.
Yes. Yes, I am. got to keep the channels of communication open.
Channels of what? I tried that with Pat last week and that went well, didn't it?
Oh, Brian, please.
Jenny, you must be mad.
Oh, please. I don't want to have to turn up on my own.
No, I'm sorry.
Just for half an hour.
Darling, no. I really don't think it's a good idea with things between me and Pat as they are. Go with your mother.
I want to go with you. You can't go alienating everybody in the family.
Jenny, if this is leading back to Adam, I've got no more to say.
But, Brian, it...
Jenny.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Please, let's leave it and enjoy our lunch. So what else is in your social diary this week?
Hmm? Oh, not much. It's the open event at the burial ground tomorrow.
Good Lord, you're not going to that, are you?
Well, why not? We did give the land.
Standing around in a field with a bunch of vicars and undertakers, you must be desperate.
They'll be very interesting people. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm writing it up for the website.
Well, good luck. The website? So will the press be there?
Yes, they hope so. They've invited them all anyway. Borsetshire Live and local TV, Radio Borsetshire and The Echo.
I'll be lucky. I hardly see it making Borchester Live, but the Radio and The Echo...
What?
Darling, you said it yourself, we did give the land.
Yes, as a sweetener for the new polytunnels.
No, not as a sweetener. We were putting something back into the community, just like we're proposing to do with the new dairy.
That's BL, though.
Yeah, and who's chair of BL? It's the same philosophy.
Oh, I see.
Giving something back, corporate social responsibility, which I mean, in my involvement with BL, insist they take very seriously.
Right. So tomorrow might be a chance
to get that point across and quash some of this anti-nonsense once and for all.
Yes. Yes, it could. But, Brian, look, you mustn't go and hijack the whole thing. I mean, Mike and Jim have... Well, they've worked so hard to get...
Of course I won't.
Do you promise?
Jenny, I'm going to do a bit of networking, that's all.
All right. No, I think it sounds a good idea.
Of course it is. So what time does it kick off?
$4.07, you said, Jim.
That's right.
Right, well, there's the four squids.
Thank you, Mike.
And there we go, 7p.
Thank you.
Don't exactly make it easy for folk to pay in here, do you?
Sorry?
Well, all this stuff leaning against the counter.
Oh, I do apologise. Tom dropped it off earlier and I haven't had a chance to put it away.
Ah, Tom.
He dumped it down and dashed off, saying he'd got to get to Hollerton Stores before 10.
Yeah, well, there's no stopping him at the moment, is there? He dumped a load of flyers on me for the milk round.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, wants Harry and Jazza to give them out. I told him they might consider it, as long as they get one of them goodie bags they're giving out on Thursday.
Oh, let's see what Tom's given us here, then.
An extra large goodie bag, each.
Posters? And a cut-out Ambridge Organics yoghurt pot. Really novel.
Where are you going to put that? It's nearly as big as Abby.
I shall leave that to my display team. Oh. I'm sure Sabrina will have some bright ideas. I'll stick it all behind the counter for now.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it. I've got to get home and change.
Yes, indeed. I want to get off promptly myself. Sabrina's kindly agreed to come in 10 minutes early for our handover.
We want to be up at the burial ground in good time. Well, I'd best be going. I'll see you later.
This is the final version, the one they're mailing out.
Oh, let's see.
The agency faxed it through. What do you think?
Yes. Well, it's very good, Brian.
Yeah, I think so too. Rufus has done us proud.
Oh, these artist impressions, well, they're lovely.
They're not bad. At least people can see the cows are going to be living in 5-star conditions.
With a state-of-the-art milking parlour. Ooh, and a very handsome cowman looking after them.
What? Where?
He's rather a dish, look. Can you make sure you get somebody just like him when you recruit, please?
Jenny, you're not meant to be ogling the herdsman. That's hardly the point.
Well, it may be no bad thing if it gets the Sabrina Thwaites of this world on side. And you never know. Maybe even Hilary Noakes will be susceptible.
What? Brad Pitt couldn't get her to pipe down. Still, at least the leaflets will give people the facts in a rational and sensible way.
Quite. And they're mailed out when?
They're starting that today. So the village should have them from the middle of the week on.
Oh, that's good.
And then people can have a read of them and look at the plans online and come to an informed decision.
Hmm.
Stop all this unfounded and unwarranted misinformation that's flying around out there.
Yes. Well, you're going to counter some of that today, aren't you? With the journalists at the burial ground.
I hope so.
In fact, oh, I don't know why I'm sitting here. Better go and get ready.
Not a bad turnout, Jim.
Considering the time of year, not bad at all.
Yeah.
And it's good of so many of the parish councillors to be here to show people around.
Yeah, yeah, not that there's that much to see yet. I was explaining to the vicar from Beckwell we didn't want to plant too many trees to start with. We wanted to green up gradually.
Indeed.
Eddie's getting on well with that lady vicar. Been chatting to her for ages.
Yes. I'm not sure she'd bargained on quite such a comprehensive tour of the toilet facilities.
No. He's dressed for the occasion, though, isn't he? That suit of his doesn't often see the light of day.
I don't think that I've ever seen it. I must do some moving about.
Yeah.
We'll give them a few more minutes to take in the surroundings.
Yeah.
Then I'll give my little speech, you say whatever you want to say, and then I vote we repair to the ball.
Yeah, suits me.
Afternoon, Jim.
Brian.
Hello.
Oh, well, Jennifer.
Oh, gosh, it's quite a crowd.
We were just saying.
Yes, splendid effort. It's all looking very good. I hope you get some decent coverage. You've got some press people here, have you?
Yes, yes. The Echo and Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, good. And they are...
Them two girls over there talking to Jill.
Ah, yes. Would you excuse me a moment?
So, Mike, huh? Where's this compost toilet I've been hearing about?
Hey? Well, Eddie's your man for that. Hang on. Jim... What is Joe doing here?
Joe?
He's just pulled into the car park.
Good heavens.
I've no idea. He shouldn't be here. It isn't an open invitation.
Whatever's he done to Bartleby?
Looks like he's got him wearing some kind of red Indian headdress.
I'd better go and see.
Joe? Oh, afternoon, Prof. How's it going then?
Don't you afternoon me. You can't just turn up. This is invitation only.
Is it?
You know it is. What have you done? Why has Bartleby got badly dyed pheasant feathers on his head?
Yeah, I tell you what, Prof. Rather me try to explain. Here, have one of me leaflets.
Just take a couple of photos for the website, if that's all right, Mike.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Feel free.
Why don't you stand here, look, by the bench?
Hmm? Oh, you want me in it? Oh,
yes, yes, why not?
Oh, well. Okay, then.
Yeah, well. That'll be rather nice with that bit of sun on the branches behind. Are you ready?
Cheese?
Perfect.
Got you posing, is she, Mike?
Oh, that'll be one for the album.
Yeah. Look, there's Alan. He said he'd be a bit late. Will you excuse me?
Sure.
How did you get on, darling?
I think I landed a few blows.
Oh, well done.
I hadn't met the girl from the Echo before. She's only an intern, but she seemed bright enough. Oh. Bright enough to be open-minded anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and I managed to put our side once I got her away from Jill. Told her Beale had offered to sponsor Ambridge's Britain in Bloom entry, that sort of thing.
Well, it all sounds very positive.
Yeah, well, let's just hope it turns up in the Echo on Thursday. At least it wasn't the chap who wrote the original article on the dairy. Or the one who gave her such a hard time over those bones at the market.
No.
Talking of old bones, what's Joe Grundy doing here?
Oh, no one seems to know.
Perhaps he's come to claim his plot.
So, you claim here you're offering a bespoke transportation service for your loved one.
Ah.
The only ecologically friendly way of ensuring the departed arrives at their final resting place in the style they would have wished.
That's good, eh?
When did you cook this up?
Oh, in the orchard last week. It suddenly come to me.
What? In a spare 5 minutes you had left over from haranguing me about people's hours?
Yeah, no, don't be like that, Prof. Me and Eddie have worked very hard on this.
Eddie? So he knew all about it?
Printed out the flyers at our Edwards at the weekend, we did.
I thought he was being suspiciously well-behaved.
Oh, that spell check thing's a marvel.
Maybe, but I'm sorry, Joe. You've wasted your time.
Eh?
I absolutely forbid you from giving out these leaflets here.
What? Why?
Because this is a sensitive event designed to explain the facilities at the natural burial ground to interested parties.
Yeah,
it is not the occasion for heartless commercial activity.
You be proud.
I don't want to hear any more.
All the trouble I've been to. Look here, look. Muffling Marlby's hooves, just like in the old days.
Bits of old satin.
Dyeing the feathers.
It looks more to me as though you've dabbed on a bit of old boot polish.
Ah, well, I ain't splashing out on ostrich plumes till I gets me first booking. Same as the black panther. I reckon Clary could run me up one of them with a remnant from the market.
Well, do you indeed?
Hey, Jim, you coming to give this speech or what?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Anyone's getting chilly hanging about. They've seen what they want to see.
Yes, I'm coming now. And Joe, you can go home, please.
Oh, come on, Bartleby.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
Oh, there's nothing like a whiskey mac for warming you up.
Which is very necessary.
But it went well, did it?
Oh, yes, it's looking rather lovely up there.
Oh, good. So, what happens exactly at the inauguration of a burial ground?
Well, Jim gave a little speech and... Mike said a few words and we saw the facilities.
But strangely enough, they didn't have many takers for the compost toilet.
Well, I should think not in this weather.
And the strangest thing was Joe turning up with Bartleby in his trap.
Joe?
He seems to be planning on hiring it out as some sort of beer.
That's brilliant. Oh, trust Joe.
We won't be seeing him again, don't worry.
Oh, I should hope not. We've come back here for a drink and to thaw out, not to get the hard sell. Ooh, sounds like they've thawed out already.
Yes, they're a jolly lot, aren't they, the undertakers?
Yeah, well, perhaps they have to be. By the way, Jim, I've had a look at them records you give me for the orchard. Everyone's hours.
Oh, excellent.
Are you sure they're accurate?
What? Oh, don't you start.
Well, it's just... seems a bit too convenient to me that everyone seems to have done exactly an hour or an hour and a half.
Mike, I don't think you realise what I've been up against. Where people have finally given me the times they've worked, I've rounded them up or down to the nearest hour or half hour.
What? So if I do an hour and 10 minutes, it goes down as what, an hour? If I do an hour and a quarter, you make that an hour and a half. That's not fair.
Mike.
No, it's not. Oh. Over a period of months, that kind of discrepancy could mean me missing out on several pints of cider, gallons even.
No, it won't. As you've just illustrated, it'll all even out in the end.
No. I'm sorry, Jim. No, it's not good enough. You've got to be accurate.
But I can't log it to the minute. I tried that last week and it was a nightmare.
Why?
Because people hadn't got a clue how long they'd done. I was lucky to get an approximation out of some of them.
Well, they'll have to take notes. I always know exactly how long I spent up there.
Maybe so.
No, I'm sorry. But what you need here is a bit of discipline, Jim. No, I've got to say, I'm surprised you haven't got a better grip on this.
You have no idea.
What do you mean you can't serve me?
Joe?
Oh, not again.
No, look, I didn't say I wouldn't serve you. You can buy a pint if you like.
I won't.
Yeah, but until I know your presence here is sanctioned, I can't charge it to the tab.
Oh, bloomin' liberty.
Don't worry, Kenton, I'll get this.
Eh? Oh, that's very civil of you.
That's a great pleasure, Joe.
A pint of sherry as it is, then.
No, I changed my mind. I'll have a whiskey, please. Yeah, I'm making a big one.
Right.
It won't make no difference, Brian Aldrich. If this is to do with your dairy, I can't be bought.
I wouldn't insult you, Joe.
I'm my own man.
I know you are. Well, I'm confident you'll come to an informed decision on the basis of the full evidence.
Oh, I will.
Good, good. Well, you can look out for some interesting literature in the post midweek.
In the post, eh? Oh, well, make a change from bills, I suppose.
One double whiskey.
Ah, that's very much.
That's £5.30, please, Brian.
Take it out of that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're very good, Elsie.
Cheers.
Joe, a word. I thought I made it perfectly clear at the burial ground.
Oh, you did, Prof, you did.
So?
You said I want to give out my leaflets up there. But you didn't say nothing about back here at the bowl.
But...
And now I've climbed up all these stairs. I'm going to throw an old man out on you.
I think he's got you there, Jim.
So, if you'll excuse me, I've people to see.
Thanks for the drink.
Hey, you're very welcome, Joe.
I give up.
Here you go. Your change, Brian.
Oh, thanks, Kendon.
Well, this whole thing looks like it's been a roaring success. As one of the undertakers said to me, all they need now is a body.
Dad? Dad?
In here, Pip, in the office.
Oh, you keeping those NVZ records up to date?
No, not just now.
Well, make sure you do.
Mm.
Have you spoken to Bill Oldfield since last week?
No.
Well, I have.
Oh, yeah, and?
They want to take me up on some of my ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe not everything. Making hats and things out of fleeces and stuff. He says he can't really see that working.
No, no, well.
But he likes some of the ideas about new markets, and he's even gone for Hassle.
What? Well, when we've got another of that around here already.
Yeah.
Oh, love, come here. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Hey, this is really good news for your uni project, isn't it? And for Hassett Hills.
Well, you haven't heard the best bit yet.
Huh?
You're going to be paying me. Well, Hassett Hills are.
Are we?
It's not going to be much, but he said there'd be a bit of money for me to develop the celebrity lamb idea.
Oh, that's fantastic, love.
I'll make sure I earn it, Dad, I promise. I'll find a beautiful lamb to be Hassle, and I'll work my socks off finding new outlets.
Hey, slow down. You don't have to do everything at once.
Well, yeah, I do. There's no point hanging around, especially not for us at Brookfield.
Well,
I'm going to make it work, Dad. You'll see. Maybe the sheep can keep us going till the dairy side comes good again.
Oh, Pip.
So it stands to reason. He may have said not to give out me leaflets up the burial ground, but there was nothing to stop me giving them out in the pub.
You got him good and proper there.
You're right, Albert Orvin. I don't know as I'll get much business out of it, though. But you got to live by your wits in this day and age, or try to.
Oh, very true, Joe, very true.
When's your Tracy moving in, any?
Oh, I don't know. Neil's working all hours on my shower room, though. I'll give him that.
Oh, he's a hard worker, Neil Carter.
He is. He's having a night off tonight, mind.
Oh, huh?
Well, our Susan says she ain't hardly seen him for weeks. They're having a night at home.
Oh, that's nice, eh?
Well, it is for them, but Gary's out and all.
Who is he,
eh? Oh, he's going over Nathan Booth's to play on their box games, or whatever they're called.
Tell you what, if you're on your own tonight, why don't I come over?
Here,
would you? Of course. I can take a look at this fancy share room of yours, eh? And then I'll bring out some flack and a cider. How's that sound?
And one tea.
Aha.
Oh, you are doing the NVZ records.
Yep. You shamed me into it.
Yeah, good. I'll put your tea here, where you won't knock it over.
Oh, thanks, love. Where's yours?
I'm taking it upstairs. I've got to get changed.
Well, are you off out again?
Yeah, big night. Birthday meal for one of the girls. Club.
No, don't tell me. And you'll still be up bright and early tomorrow?
Of course.
It's just not fair.
I'm sure you are exactly the same.
Yeah. Just seems a very long time ago.
Newsflash, Dad, it was. Right, bye.
Bye, love. Have a good night.
Thanks, we will.
Oliver, hi, it's David. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Listen, you know last week I said I'd like a word. Well, is tomorrow any good? Yeah, that's fine with me. Yep. OK, I'll see you then. It's just something it's something I can't discuss with Ruth.
Nice top of cider this, eh, Albert Orvin?
Certainly is. Always was strong stuff, though.
Struggle, you're out of practice for it. Here, let me top you up.
Go on, then.
I called in on the prof on my way over, you know.
Oh, that'll do for now, Joe.
Right, Joe. wanted to check there was no hard feelings after yesterday. I don't want to fall out with him.
Oh, no, of course you don't.
Well, he said it was all right.
Good for you, as long as you're still pals.
Oh, yes, I owe him, really, because this improvement of the orchard, it's all down to the prof, you know.
Couldn't do it without your advice, though, could he?
Oh, no, that's true enough.
I know that's what you told me anyway. Has he taken note of what you said about people's areas of work up there?
There is another thing. Another triumph for common sense. He's going to start giving out timesheets.
Oh, that's the beginning of the end, that is. That's what did for me at the council all them years back.
There's a necessary evil in this case.
Maybe. Yeah. Do you want to take a look at this shower room, then?
I've forgotten all about that. What's an easy...
There's
another little top-up. Take our glasses with us, shall we?
Thanks, Susan. That was a fantastic meal.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Seems ages since I had time to sit down for a proper supper.
Well, it is ages, that's why. Shall we finish off the bottle?
Oh, go on then. And isn't it wonderful not to have Tracy yucking on?
Oh, yeah. And the kids weren't too much trouble for once.
I did think she might have gotten to bed before she went out there.
It would have been nice. Still, I suppose she deserves a night off sometimes too.
You're in a very forgiving mood tonight.
Well, Tracy's had a tough time lately. She's had quite a tough life, full stop.
I thought you said she was spoilt rotten.
Oh, as a kid, yeah. Dad's little princess.
Didn't you mind that?
No, not really. Well, maybe sometimes. But there's such an age gap, I was always at a completely different stage, really.
So how do you mean that she's had it tough?
Just, well, when you've had it your own way as a kid and you think the world revolves around you, well, then you get out into the real world and find it doesn't.
I see what you mean.
Oh, she's had quite a few blokes who broke her heart. And then she ended up with Den.
Yeah.
Not like me, who was lucky enough to meet you.
Susan.
No, it's true. Me and Tracy were saying the same last week when we were clearing out our old room.
Oh, it's made you go all sentimental, that. Either that or the wine.
No, it hasn't. Oh, I haven't shown you, have I?
What?
Come with me.
Oh, well, this is very fancy.
Yeah, it's not bad, eh?
Yeah, ain't you the lucky one, eh?
You're right there, Joe. I am lucky. Mail's done me proud.
Yeah, still got a fair bit to do, though.
Yeah, he has. That's why he wasn't too keen to have some night off to start with. There's round the shower to finish, and these border tiles to go around the rest, you see?
Why don't we give him a hand, eh?
What? Us two?
Why not?
Why, I'd never done no tiling.
Oh, how hard can that be, eh? We just follows on from what he started.
Well, I suppose so.
Well, we'll put our glasses on here, this
right you are.
Good show we had a refill before we come in, eh?
Too right.
Now, what do we need, eh?
Well, here's... Here's the glue.
And then these little border fellows. Yeah. Which way's up, eh?
So what am I supposed to be looking at?
The doll's house, of course.
But I saw that last week, when you insisted on bringing it home.
Yeah, but I've cleaned it up since then, Neil. Got all the dust off and given it a good scrub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, look. You can see the roses round the door now.
Yeah, very faintly.
And I've cleaned off all the, the words Gary and Clive had scribbled on the side.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, love, it's still pretty grubby.
I've had a little go on the inside as well. Went over it with bathroom cleaner. Well, maybe it's just the light in here. I thought it looked a lot better.
Well, I'm sorry, Susan, I still don't think Emma's going to want Kira near it in this state.
Don't you?
No. I mean, really, the whole thing could do with freshening up, repainting inside and out. This door's half off its hinges. And the pretend lino's coming up in the kitchen.
You know, I just know Kira would love it. But I can't do that sort of thing. I'm no good at anything fiddly. Yeah.
Do you want me to have a go?
Oh, no, look, I didn't mean for you to have to get involved.
Didn't you?
No, honestly. Oh, you don't think that's what tonight was all about, do you? It really wasn't.
It's all right, love, I know that. I don't mind doing it. I'd like to.
Oh, it'd be lovely if you could, Neil.
And it's not like Kira needs it straight away, is it?
Oh, no, not for years yet. We could keep it here so Kira could play with it when she comes over. Just like Emma used to at Mum and Dad's.
Hey, we've got some wallpaper left over from our bedroom, haven't we? I could put a bit of that up in the sitting room.
Yeah, and I was going to buy some new furniture for it anyway.
I'll repaint the outside and the roof. If I go to the craft shop for a small enough brush, maybe I could even redo the roses round the door.
Oh,
thank you. It'd be a nice little project once I've finished at your dad's.
Well, you haven't got much left to do though now.
No, thank goodness. The end is in sight.
How about that then, Albert Holden, eh?
Darn good job, if you ask me, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Or another time I might use a little bit less of the sticky stuff.
Where it's like oozed out, you mean, here. And here.
Let it chip off once he's dried it, won't it?
Of course it will. And we only cracked one tile. That's pretty good going.
Well, I told you not to try and force it into the corner.
I reckon I did a good job of sticking it back together, though.
Oh, you did. I can hardly see the joint.
No. Joe?
Huh?
These border tiles, are they all the right way round?
Near enough.
Ah. Well, job done, as the young'uns say.
Job done. Who's the lucky one, eh? Neil Carter's going to be well pleased.
Hello? Bert? Gary? It's Neil. Anyone home?
Great. I can get on then. Oh, my.
Well, cheers, Darryl.
Oh, cheers. Hey, I'm the one who should be buying you a drink there, Mike, as a thank you.
Don't be daft. Did a good job last week. Least I could do is buy you a pint.
Yeah, well, thanks again for the work and the drink.
Oh, no, it was nice working with you. I'll put some more your way if I can.
Oh, that's really good of you. I've got a day's work up at Grey Gables on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Helping their regular bloke out. Two-man job it is. Demolishing a lean-to and putting up a shed.
Oh, right.
I think Peggy put in a word for me with Caroline.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I just wish Rosa could find something.
Nothing for her at the Laurels, then?
Nope. Not lately. I don't think she thinks she'll ever find a job.
That's terrible at her age.
I know. There's such a lot of them in the same boat, though.
Yeah. Our Brenda had a struggle finding someone at first. Well, someone local, anyway.
Mm. She's been to uni, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. She's got qualifications.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's Neil. Over here, mate.
Mike.
Yeah, are you all right?
Not really. I need a drink.
Well, what's happened?
Someone's messed up the shower room at Bert's.
Sit yourself down, David. I'll just hang up your coat.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's cold today. Nice and warm in here, though.
Yeah, I find I base myself in the kitchen most of the day. Now, can
I get you anything? Tea? Coffee? Beer?
No. Oh, actually, a beer. Thanks. Why not?
I was hoping you'd say that, which is why the glasses are out.
I'm sorry to land myself on you like this, Oliver.
Oh, not at all. I've been wondering what it could possibly be, though. I mean, that you can't talk to Ruth about.
Yeah.
Please, help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Must be something pretty serious.
Well, it is, really. Can't talk to Ruth about it because... Well, basically, she'll go mad at me.
What is it?
I'm looking into selling the herd.
David?
Yeah, I know.
Selling the...
I've been in touch with the NFU and with Graham Ryder locally, getting their advice.
I see.
It'll be a farm sale, of course, but I wanted their input on timing and what the market's like in general, what people are paying for our sort of dairy cattle, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. But I... Well, David, of everything I thought it might possibly be, this never entered my head.
No, no. Well, I never thought the day would come when I'd ever entertain it as a serious possibility.
Rather more than a possibility, if you got this far.
Well, that's the point. I've done all this on the quiet. Ruth and I have discussed getting rid of the cows. We've discussed it as a family, and to say she's against it... doesn't come near it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've had to swear Graham Ryder to secrecy, obviously.
Of course, and you...
No, of course I do. That's why I wanted to talk to you. I am sorry to dump this on you, Oliver, but Ruth is so adamant.
Well, I know how passionate she is about the cows. This all started with your problem with the slurry leak, did it?
Well, it was before that, really. Our yields weren't what we'd hoped all last year.
Well, the dry spring...
And... Yeah, and a few other problems. God, Oliver. I still never thought it would come to this. I just... Well, I've brought the figures with me. What I'd really like is a clear, objective view. Can you do that for me?
I think this table needs to be a bit further from the door, Bran.
Okay.
You ready? Got it?
Yep. Anything to get away from that drilling.
It's going to look good, though, isn't it? The new sign.
Yeah, I like it. What's next?
We've got to make more room for the veg display. Hang on a minute, though.
Oh, Tom, not again. You only checked your messages about 30 seconds ago.
You never know. Shelley's a busy woman.
Exactly, and so am I.
No, nothing from her.
What about Doug Somerville?
What? Oh, no, nothing from him either.
We ought to reply one way or the other. Ignorant man.
Shall I send her another message?
Shelley? You've sent her two today already.
Time's running out, Bren. The launch is tomorrow.
Oh, I'd clean forgotten.
If she comes, it's guaranteed publicity.
Yeah, just the sort you want when you're arrested for stalking her.
What? You can talk. The woman who's thinking of bidding for Harry in the promises auction.
Got you worried, has it?
No.
You can relax anyway. I'd have to outbid half the village.
Really?
Yeah, there's loads of us lining up to have him dig our garden.
I know about Kirsty.
And Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah. Though she may be saying she's going to do it just to wind Dad up.
Huh.
Oh, and Hilary Noakes.
Hilary Noakes is bidding for Harry?
That is the word on the street.
Oh, poor bloke. Does he know?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What a mess.
I can't get over it. You mean this eyesore is a result of someone trying to help?
Yeah, that's what Bert says in this note. I didn't see it before. I was too stunned.
So this was meant as a surprise?
Yeah, it was that all right.
Well, you've got to admit, though, Neil, I mean, the idea of Bert and Joe in here last night, the two of them slapping on the adhesive and under the influence of cider by the smell of it.
Hey, no wonder half the board is upside down.
Wonder it's not a worse mess, to be honest.
Well, thanks very much. It's quite enough of a mess as far as I'm concerned. It'll all have to come off. And time's ticking on. I've got the electrician coming Friday.
Oh, that's a bit tight.
I know. It was tight before, and now this...
Hey, you don't want to pass up on an electrician. If you let him go, you might not get him back again for weeks.
Yes, thanks, Darryl, I know.
Which would give you the joy of Tracy for longer?
Oh, I'd work that out too, thanks, Mike.
Hey, look, I tell you what, why don't I give you a hand?
Oh, no, no, I...
No, I'm not touting for work. I don't want paying for it. Just as a neighbour, like...
Would you? Do you mean it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all what they've done will have come off.
Quite a bit of what I've done too, thanks to the mess they've made.
Yeah.
They've used that much adhesive. I mean, you ain't going to get these tiles off without cracking them.
No. I'll have to go and get some more.
Yeah, well, why don't you go and do that while I make a start on chipping these others off?
You sure about this, Darryl?
I said, of course.
I'm very grateful.
I'd offer to help as well, mate, only I've got to get back to the dairy.
No, Mike, that's fine. I know you have. Well, thanks, Darryl. I'll get off then.
Okay.
Oh, I'm never letting Susan persuade me into having a night off again. See ya.
Yeah, I'll see you, Neil. Yeah. Well, that's your afternoon sorted out for you anyway.
Suits me. I'm glad to keep me hand in.
Yeah. Actually, I've been thinking, you're Rosa.
Yeah?
I was wondering, I mean, would you like some work up at the dairy?
Really?
Well, only casual, like, and part-time, and only bottling and cleaning.
I'm sure she would.
Yeah? She'll have to take a course first, hygiene and that.
Oh.
But she can do that online, and, well, I'll cover the cost.
Well, in that case, that's fantastic, Mike. Thank you. Big time.
No. It'd be worth it to me to have someone I can call on when it gets busy. Yeah, tell her to give us a ring.
And you will keep it all to yourself?
Well, of course.
Thanks, Oliver. Better get back to it, I suppose.
Yes. I only wish I was able to do something constructive to help.
No. You've been great, honestly. It's a relief to let it all out to someone.
Well, I hope so. You weren't hoping I'd come down decisively one side of the argument or the other, were you?
Well, in some ways it would be nice to be told what to do.
Yeah, but that's never really the answer, is it?
Yeah.
You've got to get there for yourself. And I can quite see why you're in such a dilemma.
Yeah.
I won't insult you by saying I know how you must be feeling, but I do have some idea. I really put myself through it when I was debating what to do with the herd here.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I lay awake night after night, and I got a ready-made solution with Ed, and I hadn't got the enormous emotional pull that you've got at Brookfield.
No. You know, it's not just that Ruth and Josh are so against it. It's got Pip getting so involved with the sheep, I feel bad encouraging her. And then there's...
Your dad?
Yes. I promised Oliver, I promised him, I'd keep Brookfield a mixed family farm.
Yeah, I understand that. But Phil wouldn't want you to drive yourself into the ground to keep a promise you made, what, over 10 years ago?
Maybe not.
He wouldn't. Times change.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Anyway, I'm always here as a sounding board. You're welcome any time. But you know it's not me you've got to talk to, don't you?
Yes.
You must keep talking to Ruth. Tell her how far you've gone with the idea, and soon. You're in this together.
Go on. Oh, go, you stupid man!
Will you calm down? You won't be doing your mum and dad any favours if you get us killed before tomorrow night.
Bren, it's hard to see how we could get killed going at this speed. The mobility scooter on the pavement's overtaken us twice.
Not while you're driving. I'll get it.
Thanks.
Oh. Oh.
What?
It's Shelley. She can't come.
Oh, no. I really thought...
Actually, she says she can.
What? Oh, Brenda!
I just wanted to see how much she cared.
You know I care. What does she say?
She says, okay, you win. Anything to get you off my case and stop you cluttering up my inbox.
No, she doesn't. Come on, be serious.
She says, okay, you win. Have rescheduled. We'll be at Ambridge Organics Thursday. Brought it's your life photographer with me.
What? They're sending a photographer?
Sounds like the launch is going to make it to their social pages. Whatever they're called.
Borsetshire Bashes.
Oh, that is so bad. I can see it now. celebrity chef Shelley Brazil samples Sausage King Tom Archer's wares.
Shut up. You know what this means, Bren?
Yeah, yeah.
A picture in the social bit, as well as the write-up she'll give it in the food pages. Oh, yes!
Oh, dear.
Hey, guess who I just seen?
Who?
Sabrina Thwaite.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she was jogging on one of our footpaths.
Oh, was she?
I gave her a wave if she called me over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's had her leaflet about the dairy and she's very impressed.
Good.
Yeah, it is good, darling, yeah. She was going on and on about how clean and airy it looked. Said it had made her much happier about the whole thing.
Good. Well, that's what you wanted, isn't it?
Well, of course, yeah. And she says Richard agrees with her and he's on the parish council. Oh, good, you got the echo. Anything in it after my PR efforts on Monday?
No, I'm sorry, Brian, no, there isn't.
Oh, well, I thought there might have been something. Are you sure?
Well, I've looked through it twice.
Oh, well, typical. Good news is no news as far as they're concerned.
Yes, and that's not the only blow, I'm afraid.
Why, what now?
This.
What? How did you find this?
Well, I've taken to searching for Ambridge New Dairy every time I switch on.
But this is appalling.
I know.
This website, it's completely wrong. Yeah. These pictures, the cows in these conditions, that's not what we're going to be like at all.
Well, I know that.
I bet half these pictures weren't even taken in this country.
No, possibly not.
And what's it say? We're not having anything like the numbers it's talking about here. This is complete rubbish.
Well, yes, I know, but it's
they
out there.
They can't get away with misrepresenting us like this.
Well, it's a bit late.
It's outrageous. The way this anti-campaign is being run, we're in danger of losing the argument because people won't hear the facts.
Brian, where are you going?
Emotional twaddle. Irrational nonsense.
Brian!
I'm going now, Susan, to see how they're getting on at the shop.
I suppose you think you're clever.
What?
And don't pretend with me, Pat. Your new website...
Our new what?
About the dairy.
What dairy?
Oh, for pity's sake, what dairy?
Your dairy?
Of course.
Brian, the only website I've had anything to do with lately is ours for Ambridge Organics.
Oh, really?
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you creating a website full of malicious lies.
Me? Create a website? Have you any idea what's happening in my life this week? I haven't had a chance to look at a website, let alone create one.
So you say, a convenient smokescreen.
What?
Here, look, take a look. Refresh your memory.
I still don't... This is rubbish. It's full of inaccuracies.
Yeah, thank you.
The facts are wrong. Figures are wrong.
I know.
Frankly, Brian, there are plenty of valid arguments against your dairy without having to rely on distortion of the facts. I'm insulted you'd think I'd produce anything so ill-informed.
So you say it's not you?
It's not me.
Well, who is it then?
I don't know. Here.
Thanks.
Though, from the look of it, I'd imagine it's probably some individual with an animal rights bias.
You think so?
I'm only speculating. But you should expect a lot more of this kind of stuff. And you and the BL board had better sit up and take notice.
We are taking notice.
Are you?
Yes, we're perfectly happy to engage in reasoned debate with people.
You? Don't make me laugh.
I'm sorry, I came...
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot more important things to do today than stand here talking to you.
Oh, I bet it was a right ding-dong.
Well, I've only heard it from Brian's side, of course.
Oh, I don't suppose Pat held back.
No. You can usually rely on her to give as good as she gets.
If he came straight out and accused her... Well, I mean, you know how he can be.
Yes.
No wonder he didn't want to come tonight. Hardly appropriate in the circumstances. But don't worry, darling. I'll look after you.
Oh, thank you, Lillian. Things as they are between me and Tony, I just couldn't... face having to walk into that shop on my own.
Well, you don't have to now. I'm happy to be your chaperone.
Oh, I'm really grateful.
So am I. With you as my chauffeur, I can have a drink.
A sparkling elderflower for Gran, please, and an apple juice for Cathy.
Sure.
There's no sign of your friend Shelley yet, Tom.
She'll be here, Dad, don't worry.
She'd better be after all the fuss you've made.
Oh, thanks, Ellen. Don't you start. Had enough from Brenda.
Anya says the meatballs are going well. People are taking two at a time.
Fantastic. Do they like the sauce as well?
Yeah, I presume so. But at this rate, we're going to have to ration them. We haven't got half the people here yet.
Let alone the journalists we're supposed to be expecting.
They'll be here, Dad. They have busy lives, that's all.
There you go, Tom.
Thanks. I'll take them over.
Oh, there's our friend, Tony. He doesn't know what to do with his coat, can you?
Yes, of course. Good evening, Howard. Let me take that for you.
It's exciting, isn't it, Mum? To see so many people.
Yeah, just what we hoped.
And two local councillors, even if the mayor couldn't make it.
Perhaps he's got the same prior engagement as Doug Somerville.
Ugh, horrid man. Fancy not letting us know till today.
Probably waiting to see if he got a better offer.
Probably.
Right, well, I'd better mingle.
Oh, right, me too, if I can get someone to take over on the drinks. Brenda, would you mind?
Oh, good, you've got yourselves a drink.
Oh, yes, we grabbed Kirsty as soon as we got our coats on.
Well, there's plenty of food around too, so just help yourselves.
We will.
Shop's looking really nice, Tom. Can't wait to see the new sign.
Yeah, we're going to have a special unveiling when everyone's here.
Matt sends his apologies, darling. He's got a business dinner, unfortunately.
Ah, well, his loss.
Absolutely.
Ah, and here she is.
Who? That's Shelley Brazil, isn't it? Oh, has she brought her own photographer?
Yes, she has, but that's the one from the Echo. We must all have come together. Excuse me?
Yes, of course. You go.
Great. Now she's here, we can really get things started.
So, as I come up to my 12th anniversary running the shop, all I can say is thank you for supporting us all the way. And now I'm going to hand over to my mum, Pat, to say a few words about the new brand.
Thanks, Helen. Well, the shop's a mere baby compared with the organic business that we've been running in Ambridge for almost 30 years now. When my husband Tony suggested we go organic in 1984, frankly, I thought he was mad. But as a family, it's been the best thing we could have done. Our son Tom has built his own very successful brand of sausages and pork products under his own name. On the farm, we've expanded through organic milk and veg into cream, yoghurt and ice cream, all sold under the Bridge Farm name. And Helen is too modest to say, but alongside running the shop, she's helped us diversify into cheese with our award-winning Borsetshire Blue. I'm enormously proud of everything we've achieved under the Bridge Farm label, but the time seemed right to combine our two successful brands, Bridge Farm and Ambridge Organics, into one and sell all our products under the Ambridge Organics label. So from now on, that's the brand we'd like you to ask for by name wherever you do your shopping. Well, that's all really. As Helen said, thank you for your support this far, and we look forward to many more years of the same. So will you all please raise your glasses to Ambridge Organics.
Ambridge Organics.
Well, that was jolly, wasn't it?
Yes. Look, Lillian, I don't think I want to stay very much longer, if you don't mind.
Oh, Jenny, but I'm having a lovely time.
Well, you may be.
I don't want to go home yet.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's so awkward.
You're too sensitive. Pat thanked you for coming, didn't she?
Yes, I know, but Tony is ignoring me. He could barely bring himself to say hello, and as for having any kind of conversation, forget it.
Well, if it's any consolation, darling, he doesn't seem to be talking much to anyone. Seems to have been hiding out the back a lot of the time.
Yes, well, I suppose it's always a bit difficult when you're the host.
Exactly. And you can't really get into talking to anyone, can you? And he looks tired to me.
Yes,
She does. Well, I know how hard they've all been working getting ready for tonight.
There you are, then. Look, drink up and have another.
No, no, I won't, thanks.
But who have you got to rush home to anyway? Bear with a sore head, Brian?
Yes, that's true.
Look, I know what you can tell me. Any more additions to the promises auction?
Oh, yes, a couple. Nothing very exciting, though. Unless you count Linda's surprise.
What's this?
What's the point? We don't know. It's a surprise.
But you mean she won't tell you till you've paid up? That's a bit risky.
Well, she thought it'd be novel.
Yeah, very. When she comes to feng shui your veg patch.
Yes, probably.
Still, maybe even that's better than Bert Fry banging on about your boredom.
Yeah, or Ed and George on slug patrol.
I thought that was rather sweet.
It was George's idea, apparently.
Even so, the best bargain has still got to be 4 hours of Harry. I'm definitely bidding for that.
But you've got a gardener.
So? Why don't you bid for him too, darling? Cheer yourself up.
Look, I don't think...
Or get Ian to bid for Adam.
Good night. Thanks for coming. Hope to see you again.
Well, I suppose we'd better help Anya and Kirsty with the clearing up.
Oh, leave it for a bit, Helen. I'm going to have a drink.
Yes, you do that. You haven't had one all night, have you?
No, I was too wound up. That's nice.
Oh, you'd think those people hadn't got any homes to go to.
They were enjoying themselves.
Well, the place looks like a bomb's hit it.
Oh, it's not too bad, Dad. We'll do most of it tonight and then I'll come in early in the morning.
Oh, don't talk to me about the morning. Tom's informed me I'm going to have to do the milking.
Oh, don't think about it now, Tony. Let's enjoy our success.
Did someone say success? It was, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so.
That should be a great photo of you and Shelley, Mum, outside the new frontage.
I hope so. Let's hope the Echo use it.
Yeah, pity about the rain.
Oh, Shelley didn't seem to mind. She was a great sport.
Oh, she was fantastic.
She was raving about your food, Tom.
Yeah, she said nice things about the ice cream too. And that other food journalist, the one with the blog.
Yeah, yeah, I had a good chat with her. I loved your speech, Mum, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very good, love.
Thank you. Well, when something really matters to you, when you really care, you find the words, don't you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I suppose you do.
All right, there's plenty more where they came from. Oh. Oliver. Hi. No, it's fine. No, I haven't yet, but... No, hang on. I'm going to talk to Ruth at lunchtime. Yes, yeah, I promise... No, I've already told her there's something we need to talk about. Yeah, no, I know. It's fine, I don't mind you checking up on me.
David?
Oh, in here! Oh, Oliver, no, it's Ruth calling. Yeah, yes, no, I will, thanks. Okay, bye. Hi, love.
Hi, I just wanted to check. Are we still supposed to be having this talk at lunchtime?
Yeah, why, something come up?
You could say that. It wouldn't be about this, would it, that I found on the printer?
Oh.
Well.
Ruth, let me explain.
Yeah, do. I'm dying to hear it.
Coffee, Tony.
Oh, can you put it down somewhere, Pat? I can't get this. Ah, that's better.
Helen just phoned.
Oh, yeah?
Guess how much we took in sales last night?
No idea.
Nearly £600.
Oh, well, that's great.
And the phone's been going this morning with inquiries from new customers.
Oh, right. That's from the flyers, is it?
I suppose so. But the ones that Tom took round our outlets are just a start. Wait till we get responses from people who had them with their veg boxes. Mm. Or the ones Harry and Jazza are giving out on the milk round.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with the scraper?
It's not scraping.
Oh.
Well, it's not scraping well enough. Oh, my back.
Be careful, love.
It's all very well saying be careful, Pat. But do you see anyone else around here to do it?
Tom did warn you he'd have a lot of catching up to do with the pigs once last night was out of the way.
Oh, yeah, and we know why that is. Because he was away at Heff last week. Should have thought of that before he went.
Oh, Tony, we've had this conversation. You know he had to go when he did,
yeah,
because
and
he...
Yeah, I'm left picking up the slack. I've been up since five. I've done the milking. I've got the yard to scrape when I've sorted the tractor out. Cows to straw down.
I know, love. But we're all busy. I came to tell you I'm going to have to go into the shop.
What?
Helen's very low on yoghurt and she needs more cheese taking in.
Oh, great.
Well, Tony, it's no good attracting new customers if we haven't got anything to sell them.
No, no, you're right. You go.
Go on then. Explain.
Yeah, all right, I will. But can we just roll back a bit here?
Oh, yeah, let's. To where? Like, before I found the stuff from the NFU?
To the fact that I was going to talk to you about this at lunchtime.
Oh, that's good of you.
I simply wanted to get all the facts in front of me first.
By going behind me back. You wanted to present me with a fait accompli.
No, I didn't. Getting all this stuff on selling was to inform our discussion about the cows, not put an end to it. It was. Look, if you're not going to believe me, there's no point in us talking now.
So you've given up on the herd, basically?
No.
Well, it's what it looks like to me. You've made up your mind.
No, I haven't. But...
Oh, here we go.
Ruth, listen. We cannot go on day after day, week after week, looking at our dismal yields, nudging closer and closer to the overdraft limit.
I know that.
We can't carry on as we are, hoping for some miracle, especially not when we've got over 20k to find for a new slurry tank.
I know that as well.
Good. So what's your solution? We don't want to be borrowing that sort of money, even if we could get a loan.
Of course we could get a loan with the equity in the farm.
Well, I shouldn't be too sure these days. And even if we could, how exactly do we pay it back with our cash flow the way it is? But anyway, look, that's not the point. The point is not throwing good money after bad.
David.
That's the reality, Ruth. We've poured money into the paddock system and we've taken a hit on profits. If we're going to spend any more, we've got to be sure that what we're doing with the cows is a sustainable business in the long term.
It can be. That's why we did it. I can't believe you've lost faith in it.
I haven't. I believe in the principle as much as I ever did, but the maths is against you, Ruth. Look at the figures.
Good. Well, I want to look at them, but I'm going to look at all the figures again.
Fine. But make sure you look at these from the NFU on selling as well. And these here from Graham Ryder.
You've talked to Graham?
Yeah, I wanted to take the temperature locally.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Everyone knowing our business.
He won't say anything. He's professional. Anyway, everyone's going to know our business when we go bust.
How can you even...
Ruth, look at the figures again, all of them, and you tell me how they justify keeping the cows.
I'm not selling, David.
Ruth, I'm as disappointed and frustrated about it as you are, but we have to do something.
We're reseeding those pastures.
You know, and I know that's not enough, and it won't deliver in time. They're not going to let us go on indefinitely with no proper storage for the slurry.
Oh.
Ruth, I'm sorry, but... I still want us to be farming here in 10 years' time. And beyond that, I want something to hand on to Pip and Josh. And Ben, if he's interested. And carrying on as we are is not the way to do that.
We're keeping the cows.
Well, there you are then. Stalemate.
Oh, suppose I'd better get us some lunch. Can I recycle this Echo, darling?
Do what you like with it, Jenny. I wouldn't care if I never saw a copy of the Echo again.
Oh, all right.
You may as well take these farming magazines, too.
Right. Oh, this one's this week's, so we just arrived. Have you even read it yet?
I've read enough, thanks.
Oh.
There's a piece on the dairy.
Oh. Did you know anything of Biel?
No.
Oh. Did anyone from Biel?
I don't imagine so.
So... is it balanced? I mean, do they give the BL point of view?
That's not really what it's about. It's not a debate about the rights and wrongs of large-scale dairy enterprises.
What is it about, then?
It's about what they see as a sexier story. The divisions it's caused.
What divisions?
Within the village. And within the family of one of the dairy proponents.
You mean Adam? He's not mentioned, is he?
Not by name, no. But they make great play of differing opinions within the family.
Oh, Brian.
Aunt Annabel, I'll take it in the office.
Tony, I'm back!
In the packing shed.
Have you had any lunch?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, Tony, I'll fix us something now.
Tom rang while I was at the shop. Jazz has already taken a few new orders for yoghurt and cream on the milk round.
Oh, good.
Isn't it? It's obviously, what do they call it? Strength in depth. Bringing the two brands together.
Well, that was the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. And let's not forget whose idea it was. Yours. If you hadn't seen that we could brand everything as Ambridge Organics, we'd probably never be where we are now.
Oh, well, thanks, love.
No, credit where it's due. No. Anyway, I had a word with Tom when he rang. I told him to go ahead with the second launch in March.
You
so
didn't.
He's going to... What?
Oh, no, no, nothing. Nothing. Oh, that's great.
Sure.
Yes, yes, yes. It's what he was talking about all along, after all.
Yes, and we've got to keep the momentum going.
Yeah, of course.
Talking of which, I managed to have another look at the website Brian was ranting about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It really is grossly inaccurate. Such a shame. It's a completely wasted opportunity.
Well, it can't be all bad if it's got Brian's backup.
Yeah, but this dairy idea is so awful, it deserves some proper opposition. So I'm going to organise some.
What? Pat, are you mad? Haven't we got enough of them?
You know what they say about asking a busy person.
Yeah, but...
To be honest, Tony, with everything coming together like this, I've got more energy than I've had for months. Maybe even years.
Lucky for some.
We defeated BL on the anaerobic digester. I don't see why we can't do the same with the dairy.
Well, if you think you've got the time.
But that's just it. I'm not talking about trudging round every house in the village with a petition. This website that's up at the moment may be rubbish, but the internet's definitely the way to go.
The internet?
It's only what Tom's been saying for months.
Oh.
Oh, good. You've been a long time. Lunch is ready.
Good.
You're right, darling.
I've just had a telling off.
From Annabel?
Yes. The board are getting twitchy, apparently.
Oh, what about?
The objections to the dairy and the way I've handled them.
Oh, Brian.
And she says she's heard I'm being high-handed with people. High-handed?
Oh, dear.
She says if we can't take the village with us, it'll make our job with the planning committee that much more difficult.
Well, that is true.
And in future, I've got to talk less and listen more.
I see.
High-handed? Am I really like that, Jenny?
Well...
I am, then.
Oh, darling, no. No, not all the time, but... Well, I can see that people might think... All right, yes, yes, you can be.
How? When? Well, give me an example.
Yes, all right. Well, when you were talking to Jim the other week...
Yes.
Well, he's a very intelligent man.
Yes, and we had a lively discussion.
Yes, and it's just that... Well, I suppose you could be seen as having been a bit... Well, patronising. And as for Adam... Well, I suppose high-handed would be one way to describe how you've handled him through all of this. I mean, look, I'm so sorry, darling. I hate saying this. Of course I do, but...
No, no, it's all right, Jenny. No, I did ask.
Yes. And you'd rather I told you the truth, wouldn't you, than told you what you'd like to hear?
Well, it doesn't look as though there's any chance of that from either you or Annabel.
Darling... so sorry.
No, I've got to face it. But it's not easy to take.